What is that?
What?
We're nonviolent. How about you? We're nonviolent. How about you? We're nonviolent.
We need to drink more of that water when we had that big thing of it.
I could wipe off my... Hey, I saw you on the other side of the fence, and now here you are again.
Yeah.
Why'd you jump back over?
What did I what?
Why'd you jump back over?
Oh, I got pepper sprayed.
You got pepper sprayed?
Yeah.
Are you fine now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. So what do you think about direct democracy? The thing to do tonight?
Yeah.
And tomorrow?
I'll do it as much as I can, as much as I have to, until they fucking realize that this isn't a democracy.
And what would that take? I mean, it takes our direct action here in the street.
Personally, I think it takes a lot more than what we're doing now. I mean,
exactly.
I say do it England style.
What's that?
I mean, I think everyone should be running over these fences, man.
Yeah.
I think you can have the peaceful people, you can have, like, the people who just run over, whatever, you know?
Did you see what they did in Prague for the IMF World Bank protest there,
no,
and the International Monetary Fund? They had three groups of people on three tactics, and they surrounded the building, and each group used one tactic. One group sat down peacefully, one group confronted the cops directly. When the cops started swinging with their batons, they grabbed their batons and threw them into the crowd. That same group came prepared for police attack. They were wearing big tire inner tubes. And then a third group were the ones picking up cobblestones in the street and chucking them at cops. You know, so three tactics, three groups. It was really beautiful. Eastern Europe's got their shit together, and I think we need to emulate them.
Yeah, exactly, man. We gotta... Here people are like, no, please, don't do this and don't do that. People talk to each other too much what to do. So, yeah.
All right, well, have fun tonight, and good luck to you.
Down with the white cops!
Are you guys legal?
Legal observers.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. Right up there. Keep going. Keep going.
Shame, shame, shame.
Protesting for cops on steroids!
So we have a line of cops. We have a line of cops, and we have a beautiful, beautiful democracy bought to you by a whole list of corporations. It's a huge sign. List everyone from AT&T to Disney to the Boston Capital Partners, who gave $110,000 to the Democrats, and it lists Democrats, Republicans for the year 1999 donations. And so what we have up here is a whole group of people who are sitting down peacefully in front of the barricades, actually. There's a barricade right there in front of them. Where's Sergeant McCarthy when you need him? Did they move the barricade up, or is that where it's always been?
It's been moved up.
All right, so we've moved the barricade up, and there's a group of people sitting peacefully beyond it with peace signs in the air. Peace signs are raised. People are peacefully protesting.
What democracy looks like! This is what democracy looks like! This is what democracy looks like!
Alright, the cops have withdrawn. The barricade is down. The barricade is down. The cops have withdrawn. And more. The cops have brought it back up. The cops have brought it back up. The cops have brought it back up, and they're securing it. The cops are securing it. The cops are securing the line. The cops are securing the line. Barricade. There's a large number of people, about 20 people or more, sitting down with peace signs raised in the air.
Thank you. Thank you. We are
peaceful. Why are you sitting down right there?
Excuse me?
Why are you sitting down right now with peace signs in the air?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Why are you sitting down with peace signs in the air?
Because we don't want, because we're peacefully protesting. There's no need for the police action. There's no need for police here.
What?
Yeah,
they're threatening. Very threatening. threatening. It's kind of frightening.
Well, it's nice to see you guys doing this, symbolically representing peace with the two fingers in the air, letting them know that you're peaceful. I mean, I'm sure they know that you have no weapons. And I hope it's successful, and that maybe we can get them to go away.
Please.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, this is unnecessary. They have mass weapons. We're just speaking our minds. We're our First Amendment rights.
Is that even meaningful anymore? Did you come down to protest the debates in general, or were you with the death penalty march that marched up from Dudley Square?
I just came to protest the debates in general. I'm a Nader supporter, and I think it's unfair. Even if you're Republican or Democrat, you're getting screwed if you don't, if you're not hearing another point of view.
And why is this form of protest important to you here tonight?
We have to make our voices heard, and without a large number of people, we're not going to be heard.
Well, I've heard figures from 5,000 to 10,000 people are here tonight outside of the debate protesting a closed debate.
Wow. It's amazing.
And I see about 20 or more people sitting with you right here, so in solidarity, letting the police know that you are indeed peaceful.
Yeah.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Civics 101 here.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, and ensure something of prosperity to us and our posterity, to solemnly swear something.
Hey, Cheney!
That's good enough for me, man.
Cheney!
The press did that?
The what?
What happened? The press broke the window.
News 7 was over there. I don't know who did it, but look. It wasn't us. The press broke the window on a cop car?
Yeah.
How'd they do that?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I bet they get pictures of it later and say it was us.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Corridor. If anybody's hurt, we have a corridor in the middle here. It might be better if you're going forward. It might be better.
Need a bathroom?
Help sign straight through. We're trying to maintain an open corridor.
How's your stuff going?
It's going great. So how are you guys feeling the energy here? Do you like it?
Well, it's just sad to see the position the cops are in. You know, that obviously we conflict, but I just think they're soulless human beings, you know, and once the bourgeois is taking hold of their individuality, their badge numbers, they fight for what they think is not even the good, but just what the boss does, you know, and that's wrong. They're the criminals here, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely more pro-education in terms of getting people to really know where crime starts, getting people to really know what's going on here, who's being controlled. We're all being controlled. It was the same thing with the Gore people. It was like, what are politics doing to you, and how are they using your position?
Were you able to talk with anybody with the Gore group?
No, I argued with people from the Gore group, and they tried to explain to me how, it really, 15% of the population is going to vote for Nader, and so that's not really going to win and all this stuff. And basically, all these numbers, I was like, does it look like I give a fuck? You know?
Where are the people from the Globe?
I haven't seen Globe. I saw a Boston Herald photographer.
I saw a Globe photographer here. He was trying to get over there, but he didn't have the proper pass.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and hunt down some kind of mainstream media person once I run out of film. I was
One of them grabbed my camera with both hands. The other started hitting my hands with his nightstick, trying to get my camera away because I was taking pictures of them pulling someone over the fence.
Right. So this is like a tactic of theirs. They tried to grab my microphone. They tried to grab your camera.
Right. Yeah, right. It seems like they're trying to get any kind of independent press out of here.
Right.
That really, I mean, if they've gone for your microphone, my camera.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't like they thought I was trying to come over the fence. I was holding my camera out. They knew it was a camera because they had both hands on the camera.
Yeah. Right.
And they weren't trying to pull me over the fence. They were trying to hit me hard enough to get me to let go of the camera.
Yeah. And after Rodney King, I'm sure they've been given direct orders not to be seen explicitly doing anything. And if you have, do your best not to.
Did you get photos of him grabbing your camera? Like, were you able to hit?
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll find out later.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, I got audio of this guy grabbing my mic and then ripping off my bandana, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. It's cool. No, it's not cool. All right, well, we can stay here all night. I'm ready for it. What time is it? How long are we into the debates? They're supposed to last an hour and a half. What time is it now?
I don't have a watch.
Somebody got a watch? It's almost 10? 10 to 10? Right. They started at 9?
Yep.
So 40 minutes, they'll be busting out.
Yep.
I need some help. You just talked to National Nader Campaign. What'd they tell you about Ralph?
I called National Headquarters from Nader Campaign, and the gentleman who answered the phone told me that reported before the debate that he was taken off of a bus and not allowed to enter the debate. And this gentleman said that he spoke to the press secretary and that confirming that.
Yeah, this is Toshi. He's been talking.
Senator, we just wanted to confirm that Nader was not let into the debate. That's the report that we had gotten. If you could call me back at 617-308-8466, we'd like to post this news to the website. My name is Toshi. Thanks. Terry, over in the evening. But there's been some conflicting reports saying that he was later let in.
So we saw what happened is we saw Ralph go by on a bus 5 minutes after 9. 5 minutes after 9, Ralph went by on a bus. And that the reports that he wasn't being let in was happening before that.
Oh, well, they might have let him in after all.
Maybe they're really busy right now because they're so excited that he's inside.
That's possible. Yeah.
Well, it's like 10 to 10, and if we hold our ground for like 40 minutes, then we might be able to get out there and have a little press conference with them.
You stay apart and take a picture of all this commotion and beating, and then we'll have something going.
Yeah.
I mean, standing back here is senseless.
That's one of the questions I have. You know, why don't we just cross the barricades and go into the debate?
Let's do it.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
No.
You're going to come
Not
with
me
us?
And you by ourselves. No, actually, what's happening here is that these people are planning to swarm around the media vans because they're not covering
what?
The media vans. So, like, lock down the media. They're not covering us.
Where is the media?
The media vans are all up and down the street here.
Oh, yeah, but they're scattered. You can't. You need a focal point, you see?
Yeah.
So I think the hall that the debate is going on is the place that... Oh, shit, it's going to break. Thank you.
He's carrying a very, very large sign.
Gets it. The wind gets it.
Yeah. Is this your first protest?
My first protest? Not exactly. I started when I was 4.
And how old are you now?
77.
77? So you've been doing this for quite a while.
Well, 4 out of 77 leaves... 63. Does it?
63 years. What were you doing at 4 years old to be protesting so young?
Well, there was a brutal cop in our neighborhood. Here
in Boston?
No, this was in Pittsburgh. But when we came to Boston, my father was killed by the cops in Charles Street in jail. They threw him down these cement stairs. I was 14, and I didn't know him too well. He had been away a lot, but it was I resented. You know, it gives me an insight into the menace of the cop, you know, the police state. You know, when your own dad is killed by the cops, you feel it, you know, a little more directly, perhaps.
And you're talking about going across the barricades here. It seems like having your own father killed by the cops, you'd be somewhat intimidated about confronting cops like that, but you're not.
No, I'm not intimidated. I have cops chasing me all over the place in my own town, but they're beginning to get a little cautious about that because I have a whole lot of lawyers working on it, investigating. See, I belong to AARP. That's a huge senior citizen. You know about it?
Yeah. It says American Association of Retired Peoples.
Yeah. And I've been talking to them about getting legal help, and I have lawyers in Lynn who are working on this thing. You see, I don't want to get into the details. What is this for?
This is for IMC Radio. We're just going around and trying to get a good picture as we can. We have a lot of people in here doing audio, walking around talking to different people. I just find it interesting that, you know, here you are with 63 years experience in protests, and you're, like, advising us to go across the barricades.
Four out of 77 leaves 73.
Oh, you're right. So 73 years. I thought you said 14.
No, when I was 14, the cops killed my father. But, you know, I began protesting before that because of a neighborhood situation.
So 73 years you've been involved in politics. What do you think about this recent resurgence of protest here in the United States?
I'm happy if it's real. You know, the reason I'm here, I want to find out how real it is. Right?
Yeah. And what do you think? How real is it?
Well, there's a lot of passionate kids here, thank God. We're inexperienced. I'm not inexperienced, but most of the young folks here are. And one thing that is conspicuous is that there's no center, there's no focal point. And it may be that a drastic action is necessary in order to get that focus. And that's why I say we should just walk over the police barricades and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can walk around and kind of stir up a little dissent to go with you.
Well, I'll do that.
Good luck.
That's my line.
All right. Good luck with you.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
a
you,
lot.
Dear. Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Here you go.
This damn bag, you know, when you come to a protest, the smart thing is to be as lightly burdened as possible. It's like travel. You travel. I know this violinist, and he carries one handkerchief, a toothbrush, and a shaving thing, and that's it. And if he needs clothes, he just buys it as he goes along. He's a master of travel.
Travel as light as possible.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Haiti in November. I'll be down there. And I have to follow my own advice, you know, really take nothing.
Yeah.
Except I have a lot of cameras. I just got the Nikon, you know, the Coolpix. You know the camera?
I like old cameras.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you haven't gone digital, have you?
Oh, no. This is analog.